Welcome back to the Roundtable. Our good friend Jesse Feiler joins us. This morning we discuss some new inventions in Bluetooth technology, how Apple is implementing this in their new OS software, and just about the whole idea of iBeacon, etc. And we'll get into all of that in just a moment. Jesse is a developer, consultant, and author specializing in iOS, FileMaker databases, and technologies for small businesses. His app, Minutes Machine for iPad, is available in the App Store. It helps nonprofits, homeowner associations, and small businesses manage meetings and generate meeting minutes in real time. His website is northcountryconsulting.com, and there you can find out information about all of the topics that we'll discuss today. So if you're busily wanting to take notes, well, you don't have to. You can just go to the website and check out the information there, northcountryconsulting.com. He is also the author of several books, the most recent ones being...
The most recent one is iOS 6 Foundations.
Excellent.
From Treehouse Press. And iOS 7 is released to the public tomorrow, but the book is still valid.
Because people will still have iOS 6. And yeah. So then, so how different is 7 from 6? I guess this is a small way of asking you, do you have to do a complete rewrite when you write about iOS 7? Do you have somewhat of a template, or do you have to rewrite the whole thing?
No, because the biggest change from 6 to 7 is the interface, which looks dramatically different. And if people are really interested in what's behind this, they can look at blogs on the web, because some of the differences between the previous version and this one seem to be connected to some internal politics at Apple, which you can find out from the blogs.
Which is always fascinating.
Oddly enough, I'm sure this doesn't happen anywhere else in the world, there were apparently two competing factions.
Aha. Uh-huh.
One won and the other lost.
So let the games begin.
And so... that's all I'll say about what's behind. But so it's very, very different in what the user sees. For developers, there are some differences, but most stuff just works.
We have real things to talk about, but I just want to get gossipy for a second.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to tell you what was behind.
No. You don't have to tell me that. But there was the whole controversy over the new iPhones and the pictures that came out that were leaked, and it was like this kid that had the information and that went online, and which I guess is sort of unheard of, that had never really been done before.
It's always done. I think what was different this time was that apparently one person leaked a number of photos.
Yeah.
Right before, and that may just reflect the fact that there are a number of devices. They come in several colors now.
Right.
So there were more photos to release. And, of course, we have to understand that if we can broaden the conversation beyond Apple to
yes.
the rest of the world, when there are leaks of photos and documents and so forth, one always asks oneself, doesn't one, was this a leak or a plant?
Well, that's exactly what I was going to ask you. I mean, in other words, does this kid get fired, or
does he cash the check from Apple?
Right, absolutely. Yeah, and it is. It's interesting.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah,
when there is harm, there was the case of the purloined or mislaid iPhone a few years ago. When there is harm, there are legal actions.
Meaning that it is proprietary information that other companies can get a hold of, and that's bad.
Well, I think the difference we'll take a not totally comparable, but a much bigger case. In the case of Snowden and the leaks there of the WikiLeaks and the documents about the NSA, that's being pursued legally. But there are other leaks that come out of the government that are pushed out.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, it's interesting.
So we want to talk today about Bluetooth Low Energy. And I have to admit, my familiarity with Bluetooth is about 3 months old. Now, I know it's been around for a long time, but I always thought it was that weird thing you put in your ear. And now I'm learning all kinds of things about Bluetooth through my car and my phone and all of my other devices. So give us a sense, before we talk specifically about Bluetooth Low Energy, of how this company has evolved.
Well, Bluetooth is an open standard. There's a it's a standards group. It's not, there isn't a Bluetooth company.
A company. It is a
And they set the standards.
It's a technology.
They license it. And then because it is a standard, developers of hardware can and software can adopt it and use it. So that's why an earpiece, for example, that uses Bluetooth can work with a phone. Because
it's a standard.
There are two manufacturers, perhaps, the earpiece manufacturer and the phone manufacturer, or the car or whatever. So they have this common standard so they can know that their devices will talk to one another.
Okay.
It's for short distances, up to about 150 feet.
Hmm.
So as opposed to something like Wi-Fi that gets a much broader range, it's just, it's like for the earpiece and your phone that are close to one another. I know, for example, if I happen to have an earpiece in my ear and I walk into the kitchen from my office to get a cup of coffee, I know that I will lose the signal halfway across the dining room. And then when I'm carrying the cup of coffee back, I regain it there. So
yeah.
So it is a short distance.
So what is low-energy Bluetooth?
Low-energy is exactly what it says. We've got the same distance.
Okay, so you'll still be able to get to the same point in the kitchen.
Yes.
All right.
And lose the signal in
at
the
same
dining
place.
Room. Yes. It's the same. It uses the same radio frequency. The two standards are not compatible. They're complementary, Bluetooth and Bluetooth LE. And the biggest difference with Bluetooth LE is that it is low power. And what we are seeing is some Bluetooth LE devices now coming out. There's one from a company called Tile that's supposed to ship this winter. And the device, you'll be able to put it, to attach it to anything you want, like a keychain. And so it's that size. And it's costing the $25. Introductory price is just under $20, $19.95 or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's low energy, which means it can be low price, and it runs on a battery. And the batteries that power those devices, and many of these devices, are watch batteries, which means the device will be always on. Most of them don't have a switch. It'll always be on, and it'll run for a year or two.
Which is typically the life of your phone or device anyway.
Yeah, or whatever. But and so you can, it can communicate to the phone if you want. So, and the opportunities for Bluetooth LE are enormous, and they have each device, each application needs what they call a profile, which is sort of a protocol of how the Bluetooth LE device will talk to a regular Bluetooth device or to another LE device.
So in the future, and I'll get back to that in just a second, but in the future, does this become the new standard, or will it be a choice, i.e. high energy versus low energy?
Well, as soon as you say low energy, it is a choice because that means it's a device that can run for a year without replacing the battery. And it can be a very small device. I mean, we think cell phones are small.
Right.
But something you can put on your keychain is smaller still.
Mm.
So that's the difference.
So do we lose anything in quality?
Well, because you're sending, these are the profiles. It's the data that's being sent back and forth. It's not for an earpiece.
Right.
That's a different type of thing.
Okay.
But if you look at what the profiles are, you can see where they're guiding this technology. Can I just read
Absolutely.
A few of them? Here's three. HTP, the health thermometer profile that communicates with thermometers. The GLP glucose profile.
Oh, for your blood sugar.
Yeah. and the BLP, which is the blood pressure profile. So that gives you an idea of one set of opportunities. Now, we have another batch of profiles. I'll just read a couple of these.
Okay. And let me just interrupt you real quick. But are we considering those to be personal use items or networked items, i.e., will we find those in our bathroom or in a hospital setting or both?
Well, it means that any of those devices that are communicating over this protocol will be using these profiles. So something that you use at home can use the same technology that is used in a hospital or a doctor's office.
Wow.
So the same device could move.
Okay.
Now let's do another couple of goodies. There's the CPP, the cycling power profile.
Okay.
And then there's the LNP, the location and navigation profile. See, this is another area that they're looking at. They're looking at sports and fitness. Then we have proximity, which says how close are you to the device?
All right.
So you can
find... different from GPS, this is where you are, like how many steps are you away from?
And a nice use of the proximity profile is it can give you information about something that is near to you within a few steps.
You're getting hot. You're getting cold.
Yeah, they do. Tile does that. And what's interesting is since it's very low power and very small, where would you think you might use these things? And there are two main applications that are commonly cited.
For
communicating with someone from a very small device that tells someone with a mobile phone, let's say, that you're near this device.
Kids and pets.
Kids and pets. Actually, the two I was looking for.
Okay.
Kids and pets are very good.
Yes.
I'll accept that.
Okay,
answer.
Excellent.
Except you should have said, what are kids and pets?
Then as a question, sure.
One is retail.
Oh.
You are a few steps away from a special within the next 4 minutes on...
The blue light special is here.
Right.
And you are this far away from it.
Right.
Okay.
So retail, they're very excited in retail about this.
All right.
And sort of in another category is the same technology, doing exactly the same thing. But if instead of letting you know that you're near the blue light special, it lets you know that that thing you're looking at is a Jackson Pollock that's upside down.
Oh.
Museums are very interested in this.
Oh, this is cool.
Because you wouldn't rent headsets anymore. You can just walk around with
and
your
you would
phone.
Be and within that.
And it'll tell you.
Yes. And you would just have to be Bluetooth capable in your device.
Yeah.
And once it picks it up, it will pick it up and you would be able to then hear whatever it is you need to hear.
Yeah. It's very interesting, I think.
I could see where museums would be very excited about that.
Because it's small enough that they can hide it behind a painting.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
I still want to find out where my kids and my dog are, though.
you can attach it. I'm sure people are doing this now or planning to do it. It will fit on a collar.
Yes.
Now, if your kids are not equipped with collars.
Well, put up a backpack, something. I don't know.
Yeah, a backpack or a pin that they wear. You know,
yeah.
Some article of, I'm sure that the great minds of commerce will figure out what to attach to attach it to a kid.
Yes. And our spouses. I mean, whatever. Just so we all stay together in coherence. Is there money to be made here? A lot of money?
People seem to think so. Tile, this company that is launching this thing that you can put on your keychain, did crowdsourcing for this.
Okay.
And I happen to have the numbers here.
Excellent.
By the time it closed at the end of July, they had 49,586 backers. And each person will get one of these. They had raised $2,681,000.
All right. That's some good money.
There are people who think there's something happening here. It's very interesting. It is predicted that it may be involved with wallets, electronic payments, all sorts of things.
And you bring up an interesting point when you talk about wallets and so forth, and even something that comes in from our previous conversations is my understanding, Bluetooth, like if you walk up to the painting and all of a sudden the information is transmitted, of what control do you have over it? Meaning, if you're not ready to hear that, because you're still taking it in?
Well, No. It depends how the information is displayed. If it's displayed on your cell phone, you can look at the cell phone or not.
Okay.
If there's a signal, whatever you use to say there is an incoming message or whatever, a beep or whatever, or a vibrate, whatever, that's your choice.
Okay.
Or you can turn off the whole thing.
There you go.
You can say, I don't want to,
I don't want to hear the...
You may, if they get more sophisticated... You may say, I'm going to walk through this museum, and here's a software opportunity for people, to say, I want to have all of the French Impressionist paintings identified and described to me, but don't tell me anything about Renaissance. That's a valid...
Sure.
You know.
Get you through quicker.
Yeah.
And
I mean, if you're tired of the Renaissance, not that I am.
And who isn't? Right, yeah, sure.
But you can see the opportunity, the fact that it is so small and so inexpensive.
Yeah.
It's really...
When you think about payment, I mean, my concern, of course, would be that you would go up and all of a sudden you realize that you've already paid, but you haven't actually physically done anything yet.
Well, PayPal, which is using this technology in retail establishments.
Fascinating.
You know, so the right people are playing this game.
I did that for the first time the other day. I was there and they said they took PayPal and I just two buns and it was done.
Yep.
And it's fascinating stuff. I don't know if I like it because it makes it really easy.
Well, that's why the merchants like it.
Yes. Yeah.
But this is, you know, these are the things that are happening. It's really, you know, dragging around credit cards is such a hassle.
Yes.
And you can lose them.
Right. And I felt like it was secure because I have this trust with PayPal that I've used for a long time. And I felt I have a certain trust with it where I know that nothing really has gone horribly wrong.
And just to.
And maybe more trust in them than I have with my bank, for example.
And just to sort of return to where we started this conversation with the operating system that Apple is releasing tomorrow.
Yes.
For the mobile devices. One of the features, it was a slide at developers conference that they put up with all these new technologies that are coming. And they didn't talk about most of them in detail. And one of them is called iBeacon. So iOS 7, which is released tomorrow, is probably going to be the first operating system to support this technology.
And iBeacon is basically what we're
talking about.
Wow. It's all fascinating stuff. As I mentioned, Jesse is good enough to put all this information on his website, which is northcountryconsulting.com. And... you know, and how soon, and I guess this is all moving so fast, but you know, we do this and then, so iOS 8 is how far away?
Probably a year away. They're on an annual cycle.
Okay.
Because it all fits together. They typically announce, what they've done the last few years, at least Apple does, is they announce at developers conference that the bill, beginning of June, the new operating system for the mobile devices and the new operating system for the desktop, for the Mac. And then over the summer, we get to program and test this stuff. Then they release the operating system, at least on mobile, typically, well, tomorrow.
Right.
And a week later.
Late summer, early fall.
A week later or a few days later, they release the new batch of iPhones. Mm. What that means is that people with existing iPhones can download the operating system before the people who are buying the new iPhones log on and download for the server to activate them. So the servers, it spreads the load. Mm. And then iPad is coming out next month and then the Mac. And then early next June, we may all be back in San Francisco. to begin the process again.
The cycle will begin once again. As I mentioned, Jesse Filer provides consulting services to small businesses and nonprofits. His website is northcountryconsulting.com. If you want to find out more about this Bluetooth technology and about all of the information that we discussed, you have a bunch of articles up there. So information
yes.
available at northcountryconsulting.com. So check that out, northcountryconsulting.com. Jesse, it's always a pleasure. Thank you very much for being with us. We'll see you next month.
Good. Great
Look
to be here.
To it. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.